Hello everyone, myself Hardeep Singh from Oklahoma State University. Today I am here to discuss one of the projects from my master's research about the fertilizer and cultivar selection for sweet pepper and eggplant in closed hydroponic system. Why is there need of hydroponic system? According to USAID 2004, by 2050 human population is assumed to reach 8.9 billion and the major challenge for increased population will be the supply of the fresh food. According to world urbanization trends, more people are living in the urban areas as compared to the rural areas. So in these urban areas, the major constraint is the size of the plots, which is decreasing day by day. So according to SCAG 1996, hydroponics is the best solution for this problem as it is capable of producing more produce from small size of plots. What are the benefits of the hydroponics over soil culture? According to Scoop and Newman 1998, hydroponics is more profitable, more efficient and cleaner culture as compared to soil culture. Reich 2001 said that the yields can be increased and the cropping cycle can be shortened by using the hydroponics. It helps to eliminate the soil-borne pests and the fungus and diseases. According to SCAG 1996, the produce from the hydroponics is more rich in vitamins and mineral content. Hydroponics is also suitable for the problematic soils like saline soils, sodic soils, where it is not possible to produce the crops in the soil. So this area can be devoted to the hydroponics. Hydroponics also play a role in water conservation. As in the soil production, the water loss is through percolation, transpiration, evaporation, runoff, and the weed growth. While in hydroponics, the water use only through the crop growth and the transpiration by the leaves. So therefore, hydroponics use only 10% of the water as compared to the soil production. Here is the literature about the Dutch bucket system. I was using Dutch bucket system for the production of the eggplants and the sweet peppers. According to Rubio et al. 2010, adequate management of the calcium and potassium improve the yield and fruit quality of sweet pepper in hydroponics. Gerlitel said that closed system fertilization of the nitrogen 240 mg per liter, phosphorus 60, potassium 300, magnesium 50, ferrous 6, manganese 3, boron 1.6, zinc 2, calcium 90, copper 0.8 and molybdenum 0.12 combined with irrigation based light sum level of 4 millijoules per meter square was recommendable for the sweet pepper production in hydroponic system. High salinity significantly affected the osmotic potential due to reduced water uptake, which leads to less water in the fruits. According to Mazur et al. 2016, eggplant yield decreased significantly as the salinity level of the irrigation water increased in hydroponics. What are the gaps in literature? Cultivar selection studies are mostly done in the tomatoes, and the water use is compared between the soil production and hydroponics production of the cucumbers and the tomatoes. Most of the studies are related to the control of the waterborne diseases like Pythium in hydroponics for sweet peppers. There is no research on the cultivar selection for the eggplants, and no study was found for recommending of one or two bag approach fertilizer for sweet pepper and eggplants. Generally, for the hydroponics production, people prepare their own recipe, but for a small grower, it is hard to prepare his own recipe. So in the market, there are one or two bag approach fertilizer which can be used for hydroponics. So there is no study recommending this type of fertilizer. Objectives of my research were to evaluate the different cultivars of sweet pepper and eggplant for hydroponic cultivation and to determine the effect of different hydroponic fertilizer on productivity of sweet pepper and eggplant. Here I would like to show you what actually Dutch bucket system is. You can see the sweet peppers growing in the Dutch bucket system. In Dutch bucket system, this is a special kind of bucket which has a drainage on the bottom, and it has a small reservoir which can store a little bit of water. So if the pump stops, it can support plant for some time. And it is a media-based hydroponic system. So from the drainage end, the water goes into drainage pipe and the water can be recirculated. The water is supplied to the plant by the drip irrigation. Materials and methods used for my experiment was carried out in the greenhouse of Department of Horticulture and Landscape Architecture at Oklahoma State University. For starting the nursery, rockwool starter cubes were used, and the system used was Polymax Dutch bucket system. Three fertilizers were evaluated, that were Jack's 5-12-26, Peters 5-11-26 and Dynagro 7-9-5. Calcium nitrate was used in combination with the Jack's and Peters because they didn't supply the calcium. For the sweet pepper, two cultivars, Orangella, which was an orange color variety, and Bentley, which was a yellow colored variety, were evaluated. For eggplant, the Anzilla, which was striped variety, and Xylo, which was a purple color variety, were evaluated, and the seeds were obtained from Johnny selected seed. EC and pH management is a great job, in the very important job in hydroponics, because plants are able to uptake the nutrients in specific range of the pH and EC. So the EC was checked every second day by the EC meter, and if EC was high, then water was added. If EC was low, then the nutrient solution was added. For the pH, it was generally maintained between the 5.5 to 6.5 because this is the best range of the pH in which the plants can uptake the nutrients. So pH was checked by the pH meter every second day, and if pH was down, then the pH high was added, and if pH was high, then pH low was added, which consisted of phosphoric acid. On the side of data collection, fresh shoot weight was collected at the end of the study, and the dry shoot weight. The root were separated from the clay balls, which was used to support the plants in Dutch bucket system, and the dry root weight was taken. Fruit weight was taken every week, and the shape index was noted for the sweet pepper, and the nutrient analysis was carried for the eggplants. Here are the results for the sweet pepper yield. Only the fertilizer and cultivar effect was seen. There was no interaction between the cultivar and the fertilizer. For the fresh shoot weight, the Jack's and Peters produced significantly higher fresh weight, while they were not significant with each other. For the shoot dry weight also, the shoot dry weight was higher in Jack's and Peters as compared to the Dynagro, while for root dry weight, it was significantly higher only in Jack's as compared to Peters and Dynagro. And for fruit yield also, it was higher in Jack's and Peters. For the cultivar effect, it was seen only for the fresh shoot weight, and the Orangella produced higher fresh shoot weight as compared to the Bentley cultivar. Shape index was noted, and it was calculated by dividing the height of the fruit as with the width of the fruit. It is very important part. And there are some studies which tell that mineral nutrition affects the shape index of the sweet peppers. So it is very important for the fresh as well as processed horticulture crops. There are some studies which study the shape index of the tomato. Rubiertel reported that increase in calcium in rooting media improved the fruit shape index. So there were the fertilizer effect as well as cultivar effect for the shape index. As we can see here that the shape index was higher for the Dynagro and the Peters. For the Dynagro, the calcium content was higher, so it may be due to the calcium effect only that the shape index was higher. And for the cultivar effect, the Orangella produced the higher shape index. Here are the results for the eggplant yield. The eggplant produced fresh shoot weight and shoot dry weight higher in the Jack's as compared to the Peters and Dynagro, but the fruit yield was higher in the Peters. And the cultivar effect, the yellow produced higher fresh weight, shoot dry weight, and fruit yield as compared to the Anzilla. There was no interaction found between the cultivar and fertilizer. This was the problem which I faced during the hydroponics production of the eggplants. After 2 months of the production of eggplant, fruit started developing abnormal color, and the symptoms were like over-ripening of the fruit. Fruits of the yellow cultivar turned brownish-purple, while Anzilla fruits turned yellowish in color. Vegetative growth and the flowering of the plants were normal. So to know about for the reason for this, we went for the nutrient analysis, which was carried by the soil, water, and forage lab analysis in the plant and soil department of Oklahoma State University. So by looking upon this foliar analysis, all the nutrients except the nitrogen were higher as compared to the recommended rates. So it may be due to the circulation of the solution, the nutrients may get accumulated. So here we can summarize that Peters 5-11-26 can be recommended for the hydroponic production of Orangella and Bentley cultivar of sweet pepper. Orangella produced higher shoot weight and the shape index was also higher than the Bentley, while the fruit yield was not significantly different between both. Peters 5-11-26 could be recommended for hydroponic cultivation of Xylo and Anzilla cultivar of eggplant. Xylo performed better than Anzilla in hydroponic cultivation of eggplant. So there is more research needed for the eggplant cultivation, that more fertilizers can be evaluated so that there is no yellowing. Or we can test if the different recycling rates of the Newton solution can help to avoid the yellowing of the eggplants in the hydroponics. Thank you. Any questions? It was 2.5 to 3.5, which was generally maintained every second day. Yeah, it didn't tell that which nutrient is high. It was so that's why we went for the foliar analysis to check that which nutrient was higher. It is from the another studies that I looked upon, that I was changing it after the 3 weeks. So in the summers when it went lower, so I placed the Newton solution. It was the recommended rates, so by the Jags, Peters and Dynagro. For Dynagro, it was like for Jags and Peters, in the 20-gallon tank, the 72 grams of the fertilizer was added and the 48 grams of the calcium nitrate was added for both Jags and Peters. For Dynagro, for it was like 2 tablespoons per gallon of the water. Like for Dynagro, the nutrients were different, but for Jags and Peters, it was near about the same.